Yeah, I mean, exactly. Why WordPress? I mean, is it because you guys use WordPress because of all the plugins that are available for SEO? What other tools out there besides WordPress? I mean, the only ones I know really about is WordPress. I know there's another company out there called Squarespace that does something similar, and I wasn't sure if if that's something that is a good option. But yeah, I just wanted to know, is it because of the plugins, the tools that are available for SEO?
Okay, that's good. Now, your wife has a website that she's had a lot of success with. What is that built off of?
It is. It's built off of WordPress as well.
Okay. All right, Mike, what questions do you have about WordPress?
I'm going to write them down. I've already chosen WordPress. I'm ready to go with it. But I want to know, as I begin, what are the foundational items and approaches that I want to have? For example, I've got Sucuri on it before I even loaded it up, so hopefully we'll remain protected through that.
You know those guys are vets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I met them at NMX last year.
Did we not meet at NMX that last year?
Actually, we did. I was in one of the military things, and I was there was a hot seat thing with John
with
you and somebody else.
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
Yeah, but then also I got a theme. So I guess some of the questions I'm trying to think of in terms of I probably want, as I get started. Again, I'm going to start small, but I want to be able to scale. So what type of things do I want to already set in with my WordPress in terms of foundations, either in terms of items or in terms of thinking? For example, do I need to have AWeber in there to be able to begin to respond automatically? Am I thinking about lead pages? What other things do I want to be able to build in and to start from the ground up to be able to respond and to be able to pivot if I need to?
Okay. All right. And let me see, is there anyone else out there that's got, Tom, did you have any particular questions about WordPress or you'll ask them as we're going through?
Yeah, I'm pretty clear on it. I am curious though your opinion on why choose WordPress over others. I mean, I did it. I know why I chose it, just because everybody else is doing it. But I'm curious if there's a more compelling reason than that. And Squarespace is another one that I've seen that does look pretty good, and I'm curious, the benefit, pros and cons of choosing those. But other than that, I'm pretty comfortable with WordPress.
All right. And looks like Joe just plugged in. So we're going to get started here in a second. And who else can we see? See John out there? Good. We've got a couple more guys popped in. All right, so it looks like we've got Yuri. I'm going to turn the slides over to you now. But really quick, guys, if you haven't been in to the latest over at whether it's Business with Style or High Speed Elite, we've got the new modules up. So make sure to get over there. Module 5, all this is out, and you basically are – we've got it in the task tracker as well. But we've got motivation, attention, fear and defend, managing complexity, willpower, habits, make friends, physical fitness, leadership, the drive to acquire, and curiosity. These are all in the psychology and human behavior. So I actually, this is what I studied in school. I was a biology, basically evolutionary biology major. And I was always very interested in why we do what we do and the psychology behind it. And the cool part is this really doesn't change. So it looks like, we haven't really. Looks like some of you guys are definitely behind in Module 4. That's okay. If you haven't, if you're way behind in Module 4, what I would do is say, okay, put that on hold and just go knock out Module 5. Get some quick victories. Module 4 was huge. I mean, this one was the biggest one. Module 5 is going to be a little bit more fun. It's a little bit softer. But this stuff is really important, because if you understand the drive to acquire, if you understand that, John, how would that apply to your home inspection business? If people have an intrinsic desire to acquire things, why do you think that matters to you, John?
That's a great question.
It's a hard one. I'm not gonna BS, man. This is it.
It's the reason that we keep receipts. It's the reason that we, whenever you give somebody something for free or something that seems like it has value, it's the reason we've got hoarders. You've probably done some home inspections. You're like, wow, these people need to just hire a dumpster and get rid of half this stuff that's maybe in this house.
Honestly, yeah, for sure.
But if you understand, that's a natural human. Like, it is something that is built into us. You realize that, hey, if I can give a gift, let's say to all those realtors that are sending you, maybe those realtors that are sending you all those leads, imagine if you sent them an amazingly beautiful clipboard or something that they could actually use when they go from house to house, and it's got, of course, your company logo on it, very simply, you know, very tasteful, not in their face, but they're going to keep that and they're going to probably use it. Worst case, they're not going to throw it away if it's actually beautifully done. Now, we do throw away things that are complete junk, like those really cheap pens that just have, you know, the product name on it, but I've seen some companies, you know, send very, very tasteful gifts, and it's something that sends them leads because people actually use it, and it reminds them of it every time they use it. But if you understand the drive you acquire is always there, then, you know, you could have all those realtors, you know, half the realtors in the state are using, you know, one of your free gifts that you give it to them because, hey, it's useful. And of course, you want to be on top of their mind when they're actually making recommendations.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, guys, that is in there. That's module 5. It is open. Some fun stuff in there. Habits, willpower, managing complexity. And that is in there. Let's go ahead and, Yuri, I'm going to turn this over to you, and you've got some slides, making you the presenter.
Okay.
And you are the presenter.
Okay. Hey, guys, do you see my screen now?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I will start probably, I don't know, what do you know about WordPress, and I will try to be brief and just providing general guidance. So first of all, WordPress is a content management system. And those three words are pretty self-explanatory. So we have content, we have a management, and we have a system. So from all the content management system on the market available for now, this is the most convenient and probably the most usable for both the bloggers and commercial websites, and even for the news websites.
Well, Yuri.
Yes.
You take that for granted, but content management system, gentlemen, what he's saying there, and ladies, is that, I mean, you literally can manage tons of content. Most of us don't use WordPress to its full potential. And that's what, there was a question about plugins. That's the cool part about plugins, is they allow you to more easily use WordPress. So, I mean, you can literally manage customer data in WordPress. It's not the best for it, but you could actually do that. And that's in many ways what membership sites do. And that's why they're able to work. It's so much more than just a place. It's so much more than just a front for putting out information on the web. You can have user information in the back end.
Yeah, that's obviously. And whenever we log in into the dashboard, so I'm choosing the most general theme, which is a free, and WordPress features a lot of free themes that anybody can use for free. And some of them are pretty powerful ones, but in order to make it more robust solution and have more security, more flexibility, we recommend to go for some custom theme like StudioPress or iThemes or Woo Themes there, or Elegant Themes. There are lots of custom solutions on the market that allow to go beyond the WordPress boundaries. So this is the WordPress default theme for 2014, and it looks like this. So it has a sidebar on the left, and it has some menus and archives, and also can have a top menu. Everything here could be easily changed. So we will be talking about the admin area here. So that's what you can see when you log into the admin area of the WordPress. And you see that we have a pretty handy dashboard with lots of information here. And the main part here is this left side, which is responsible for managing posts, media, links, pages, comments, appearance, and also the plugins, and also the users, and different settings, which we'll talk about a bit later. So, whenever we create a new blog or a new website based on WordPress, we want to give it a title. And titles are crucially important for SEO and for people to recognize and find your website. And the title will give it under settings and general settings view. So whenever we go to general, here's the title. So title, open the door.
You're typing in, is that you Russian or Ukrainian?
Ukrainian, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. Title. Yeah. So whenever we save it, and we'll also provide a date format whenever it's convenient to you, and the time, which is, the time zone for your website, and click Save Changes, and all the changes will appear here. So right now it's Man Style TV, but whenever we refresh the website, you will see that title has actually changed. Second important things here, I will not go deep, but what you want to do here is to change the permalinks. And the reason behind that is to, instead of having something like that, with a question mark and equal, 1, 2, 3, and all that stuff, you want to have something like name of your post appearing just behind your URL. So, general settings.
Yuri isn't going to go, like, guys, if you've got specific questions, Yuri can go a lot deeper. I know this is very tech heavy, but what he just showed you right there, I still see some big websites making the mistake here. And to be able to have a short URL that you can control and put keywords into is very important for when you're first starting out to convey trust. I mean, if you're looking at these links, as Yuri's showing you, which one do you trust? One that you is very clear that you know where it's going to send you, or one that has some strange like P equals 1, 2, 3? You've got to think that, I mean, it's a small thing, but we want to, you know, these things amplify over time and can make and do make a difference.
Hey guys, we are going further, and one of the most often questions that people ask starting to work with WordPress: what is the difference between posts and pages? Because we have both, and what's the difference? And let me tell you, so for the pages, the best explanation probably about the pages is about us or contact. Something static, which is not being changed to pretty often, and that it's not dependent on the time, and doesn't require lots of categorization, I would say. So pages are static. If you want it simple, they are static. The post instead, they could be categorized between different categories, and they could be organized in time archives. So whenever we go to our front end, you see that we have archives here, and we have December, and we have November. So it's easy to categorize in chronological order all the posts that we have. Also, the biggest difference from the pages is that post go into RSS feed. So whenever you post something and it's a post, not page, it's automatically is being fitted by different machines, and people are getting notified about your new content. Suppose if you are writing fresh content pretty often, post, that's the way for you to go. What we have? Time-based, let's go further. Here I will show briefly how to write a post, okay? So there are two ways. Whenever we go to our admin area, either from the left side, whenever we hover over post, add new, or from the top menu, we have the same, new post. So let's click that and add a new post here. As we pointed earlier, title, so let's call it first title. And we need to put some skeletons here. And next step, you see that we've been talking about URLs, about permalinks, and as Antonio stated, this part, just after the URL, is crucially important. We can put something like question mark, B, 1, 2, 3, all that stuff. So whenever people see URL like that, they will have not much trust in that. So that's the first part that you want to pay attention to here. The URL should not be long because of SEO reasons. So 3-4 words that are keywords for your content.
Actually, and also for grammar reasons. So think about it, guys. If you're gonna verbally tell somebody word of mouth how to get to this post, you need to be able to do this in a way that is very simple. So the shorter you can make that URL, the better. Don't go for long URLs. And that's also why the name of your website, ideally, you want it to be short as well, so that people can verbally say it. And think about every time you've got a name for a permalink, is it something you could tell somebody over the phone and make sense? So try not to use words which are hard to spell or are going to be misspelled, because people are going to have those errors. The only exception to this that I really have seen work is if you're doing like a podcast. Let me ask, actually, Mike, how do you think you could do this differently, because you're doing a podcast, if you wanted to send traffic from your podcast to show notes?
Say that to me again, because I'm following you, but I'm just trying to make sure I'm clear.
So, Mike, I said that we want to have these permalinks pretty short, very descriptive, but if you're doing a podcast, how have you heard someone like Amy Porterfield do this that makes sense? What does she put in there that
the guest? So for you, it'd be like,
yep.
Antonio Centeno, Man of Style. That's fine.
Exactly. And that would work. Or she puts numbers. And that's where numbers make sense. So if it's related, if it's the show notes for show number 59, okay, you could put show notes 59. Not technically SEO savvy, but it makes sense because you want to be sending traffic from a podcast to this permalink.
Gotcha.
Cool. Yuri, back to you.
Yes. Okay, so we put some sentences here, and what we want to do is to either save this post as a draft or publish. What's the difference? Whenever you save as a draft, it's not going live. For example, you'd like to change the content and put some more information later, but you want to save it now with the information you have. So your option is to save draft. If you're ready to go with a live post, you keep publish to the right. Here we have categories, and categories are good for a good example, Antonio's website, Room and Real Style. We have business, we have clothing, we have living, and actually we have different categories. So we want to categorize content, and that's the place to do that. So there is a link to add new category, or to put a post checking a mark to existing category. Also, we made to put the tags. And tags are pretty good to differentiate posts and make it simpler for search engines to find the relevant content. But there's one thing. We need to be very careful with the tags and not to provide too much of them, not to overstuff, and not to be looking like we're stuffing for search engines to catch a lot of content or to catch a lot of keywords on our website. So the advice here is to be reasonable. Okay. Next step.
I define reasonable as about 5 to 10 relevant tags. If it's a long post, go with 10 if they're relevant, but just keep it relevant. Don't try to keyword stuff.
So next, what I would like to present is how to add images. And it's pretty simple. And generally, your admin area here looks like Microsoft Word or any other editor. So we have two tabs here, visual and text. I will not go deep to the text now, but let's talk about visual. So you have this add media button, and whenever you are in need to add an image, you just put cursor right to the text and click add media. And we have two buttons here, upload files and media library. I'm going to upload files and go into my computer to the location that I know, for example, this one. And let's choose this image. So whenever we upload image, and you see this mark here, there's several options to add. And one of them is to align the image to the left, to the right, center, or no alignment. Non-alignment is good for images that are sized, especially for the full width content. So for example, your full width content is 600 pixels and you have an image that are 600 in width, you want to choose no alignments. Otherwise, these are left, center, right. Also, we have predefined image dimensions and they are different for each of the theme that you are using. But for now, I'm going to use medium 300 and the light and align the image to the left. Also, when I'm done with that, with alignment, I want to care about the SEO for my image. And the best what I can do here is to provide alt text. So alt tag or alt text is very good for search engines because that's what they are reading. They cannot see what the image you have, but they can read the explanation, the description of your image, and that's what your alt text is about. So I'm going to put like black socks on men. Okay.
Hey, Mike, I've got a question. Let me ask Joe. Actually, why do you think that this is important? That even in a business niche, that you properly name the photos.
If you need to reference back to it. It's also, your photos can be picked up with SEO as well. Exactly. When the spiders crawl your page.
And there's less competition. Most people don't do this. And a lot of people are looking for an image of a frustrated businessman or a businessman having success using AWeber. Believe it or not, you know, that stuff people look for. And I remember with a tailored suit, my first business, we were one of the first ones to put out a lot of quality images on menswear, and they were unique. And we were getting... You know, that was probably 500 people a day because of our images.
So, sir, something else. I was told, like, the alt text, the reason why I would put the title and the alt text and make them kind of the same thing is that from what I heard is the alt text is also for people who are maybe can't read or yep. hard of seeing. I mean, I don't know how you get on the internet and get to a web page, but it's for that audio.
I have a blind buddy I went to college with, and he was a wrestler. This guy was out of Iowa. Awesome. You have to be careful. We've got his hands on you. But, there's a lot of stories with this guy. We'd go drinking sometimes. But in any case, old Chad Brown, yeah, he calls me up. He's been to my website, and he loves it that I actually pay attention to this stuff.
So we are going to insert, to click the button insert into post. And we see that this image appeared. And what we want to do next is to click publish and see how it looks live. For this purpose, we choose the button view post. And we have the text and we have the image to the left. So next, where we're going to go is creating galleries. Yeah. That's one of the questions that people ask a lot. Okay, I insert one image, but how can I insert lots of images into the same post? I'm going to delete this image and put the cursor underneath the text and go again to add media. I will not upload the new ones because I already showed how to do that, but choose the existing ones. So let's imagine that we already use that tab and upload files. And we have all the images in our media library. So what we want to do is press Control, hold it, and just click one by one the images that we want to include into our gallery. So we have chosen some of them. And from the left side, we choose create gallery link. So let's click that. It will ask us how much rows we want to have in our gallery. Let's click create a new gallery first. So here, we want to choose link to known, okay? But we can also link to attachment page or to media file, but for now, known. And we want to choose three columns in a row and insert the gallery into the post. Then we want to click update and refresh the post, and actually it will appear live in our blog. So right now the images are not clickable because we didn't link them to any of the locations. If we want to bigger images appear on click, we want to choose a different way of creating galleries, and we want to link to media file, okay, and update the gallery. Then whenever we click the image, it will provide the full size of the image when we click on it, some of them. So for example, like this one.
Jimmy, I've got a quick, are you out there? Quick question for you. How do you think great images are going to help your website?
It's going to help a lot because that's what, it's got to be unique and quality images, because that's going to, you know, when people come in there, they're going to, it's first impression, they're going to see, wow, this is some good quality images. They're going to keep you on the site and you'll be there to look at the images and also be, you know, kind of inspired. I mean, for my cooking stuff, you know, the pictures, the images that I do will inspire them to say, wow, let's make that tonight.
Yeah, exactly. The image is going to get their mouth watering a description is nice, but and it's important, but it's going to be that image of, wow, that spring roll looks exactly like a normal spring roll, but this one's paleo. Oh, I'm going to give this a shot.
Right.
Could also, sir, it also helps break up the text too, so it's not text heavy and gives your eyes a break as well, so you can kind of retain and really hits home what you're trying to say.
Sorry. All right, Yuri, you got it?
Yeah. So next step is adding audio, video, and PDF files to the post. And it works actually the same as adding images. So we move the cursor whenever we want that to appear and click the button Add Media. And we want to add, for example, the audio file. So we have it prepared in our save location. And we just want to upload that and insert into the post. And the default media player will appear. There are lots of solutions for MP3 or audio files, and we'll talk about a little bit later. So we have lots of different plugins, so they call plugins for WordPress that provide different audio and also video players. But this one is a default one, and it plays very well in all the browsers. So in most popular like Firefox, Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, Opera, and etc. So we just inserted the player, and we want to insert the PDF. We are clicking the same button, Add Media, and upload the files, which is pre-saved here. Yeah. We just upload that file and insert it into the post. And once we're done with that, we are going to our live post. So let's click Insert into Post. Let's click Update. And go to the post. So right now we have text, we have image galleries, we have audio. Let's click that. Okay, it's playing. And we have a PDF. So whenever we click on the link, we have a PDF appearing. So what's next? The next one, what I want to show you is how to embed the YouTube videos. Actually, not only the YouTube videos, but any video that exists on a site like Vimeo or MySpace. But most popular is, of course, the YouTube. And in order of doing that, we want to switch to text mode of our editor. Okay. So again, we have visual and we have text. Before we've been working only in visual editor. So, but right now we want to switch to text. And there are no images appearing like that. We have only numbers and letters. And let us go to YouTube. So Real Man Real Style, for example. And choose one of the videos that we have. And what we want to do is to embed one of the videos into our post. Oh, that's a good one. That's a father. That's been a father change your style. So we want to go to the Swiss lane. Well, error. Okay, let's choose a different one. Okay. Actually, it doesn't matter. What we are interested in is this button share just underneath the video. So we want to click that, and we want to choose embed from here. And we want to grab this code. It's already highlighted, but what if we want to have a different dimensions? Smaller or bigger video? We click show more. And there are different video sizes pre-populated, and we also want to, we may choose a different custom size. In our case, I want to go with 600. Okay, and this code automatically changed proportionally to the width and height of our video. So we want to highlight it, we want to copy, we want to go to our post into text mode. This is very important. And let's just paste this code into our post. And let's switch back to visual. You see we have a gray square here. Let's click update and go to our live post and refresh it and see what the result is. Okay, we have a video embedded into our post. So we have some video playing here. We have an audio playing here. And we have all the crazy stuff happening at the same time. Okay, that's about images and audios and videos. Let's go to the next step, if you don't mind. And here we want to talk about custom menus. And one other thing about WordPress, why it's so cool, because it is very flexible. And it wasn't before. The custom menus appeared not so long before, and right now with having custom menus, WordPress became even more powerful. What I mean under custom menus, we may create different menus for our websites. In order of doing that, we go into appearance. Under appearance, we go into menus, and include into those menus the posts and pages that we want to feature. Without real example, I see it's not that easy to understand, but I will try to just to provide the basics whenever you are in need. So we want to create a new menu, give it a name, like for example, create this menu and add items. We don't have lots of items here, so only two, home, homes, and add to menu, and then click. You see underneath, we may assign this exact menu as a top primary menu. So whenever we check this and say menu, and go into my website, you see we have no menu here. So let's refresh it. We have something appearing here. So we just created the menu for top bar of our website. We may create it also for the sidebar, or for any other area. It depends on the theme that you have and the level of customization that you want to achieve. But the point here is that we may create as many custom menus as we want. And we also may assign, using different plugins, different menus for different pages, which is also pretty handy. Let's go further. Okay.
Yuria, can we ask around, are there any questions right now? Anything specific that you guys are just been burning to ask? I think we had some questions at the very beginning, and we're talking a lot about this foundations. We've sort of addressed why not Joomla or Squarespace or just going plain HTML. It's simply, as you guys can see, WordPress is so versatile. So many people know how to use it. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot better. There's so much more support, open and free and paid around the world for this. Now, are there any other specific questions? I know, Mike, I've still got your stuff about, and we'll talk more about lead pages and AWeber and that type of stuff. But were there any other questions out there?
Yeah, I have a couple, actually. One is breadcrumbs. Is it valuable to actually show breadcrumbs or to show the tags and the categories on a blog post page, like for SEO purposes or for any other reason?
From my experience, it doesn't help a lot with SEO, but it helps in some instances with user experience. For example, if you have a website, let's say electronics, and you have computers, laptops, and the content which is actually categorized very detailed. And whenever a user looks at your website and he sees where he is right now, it may help him a lot. Or going back to one level back or two levels back, but actually it's very good for user experience, I would say.
And how do you guys host files, like images and stuff like that? Do you upload them directly to the website, or do you host them on something external?
It depends on your hosting and how many images you are going to host. If you have a strong hosting with a good bandwidth and lots of space, and images are not the main purpose of your website, it's okay to host on your own server. But if your website is all about images and you expect that people will heavily look at your images, then it's a good idea to host them somewhere else, like Amazon or any cloud storage, so people will store them externally.
Okay, great. That's the.
So, for example, at Realman Real Style, we are storing our images. Even besides that, people use them a lot at our own server. But the server is good.
All right, and if anyone's curious, we can talk very quickly about servers. Where are people hosting? I'm kind of curious. Where are you currently hosting, Joe?
I'm under Bluehost.
You're under Bluehost. Okay, Joe's over at Bluehost. I'm at GoDaddy. Where? Anyone else out there?
I've got one at Bluehost and one at HostGator.
HostGator, okay. Yeah. And John, I just did see your question. I actually have probably about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 3 businesses that make me money and about 5 others that I'm investing in and building up. So quite a few. But I'll tell you guys, I host with GoDaddy simply because I find that the speeds and the bang per buck is incredible. And I'm able to, if I get a spike of 100,000 people in a single day, their servers can handle it versus I found some other ones didn't. But it is something that you need to have a decent understanding of what you're getting in terms of servers. These are problems that most you guys aren't going to have at this point. I mean, you're probably going to, you're hoping for a spike of a couple thousand a day, or you know, or a steady influx of a couple hundred a day. Right now at our website, we've got the good problem of getting, you know, 35,000 people a day to the website. But yeah, so we're not going to get too much into servers. It sounds like Bluehost is fine, HostGator is fine, GoDaddy is good. Is there anyone else out there that's maybe that has a question about a server, or you've been eyeing something that you want to get into?
When it comes time, quick question, if I'm with HostGator, I often have 200 plus people who want to come see me, which is a great problem to have. It's fairly easy to move from one server to another, or is it more of a pain in the butt?
With WordPress, it's so like it's very easy to move.
Okay.
Well, I think I have another question actually about.
First.
Oh, go ahead, Yuri.
Yeah, please.
Oh, the question was, so and the images thing, is it, what do you guys recommend then? Like, I know you're saying, okay, if you're, you know, Amazon, possibly like Amazon S3 or something like that to host. What's, and Antonio, I'd like to hear your opinion on this too. What is the most cost-effective but also like secure, safe way to have images stored and to use them for your website? So I guess like cost-effective, secure, and easy to use to implement on your own site.
I like GoDaddy. Again, their servers can handle it. But I think the best thing that you can do is make sure to optimize the images on your own server. I mean, there's a big difference between a 1 megabyte image getting downloaded 1,000 times or a 50 kilobyte image getting downloaded 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we started to optimize, and actually the load speed of our website decreased twice, just optimizing the images, and the speed is one of the crucial factors over ranking your website at different search engines, especially at Google. So for the cost effective, well, one of the websites is using the Flickr, yeah? Even Flickr, but Flickr is a free solution, so they can terminate the services anytime, and you have no influence on that. There are lots of special WordPress cloud solutions. You can just type in Google search and you can use them. From my perspective, Amazon is one of the most cost-effective and secure, if you answer your question.
Yeah, that's great. I'm curious, how do you guys actually properly optimize an image? Sorry if this is getting too nuts and bolts, but I'm just curious.
We are using very, very simple software from Adobe, and it's free, and it's called Trinkomatic. Let me find it. I will not go deep into that, but actually it's a small plugin. Yeah, here it is. Shrinkomatic CNAP downloads. So you can easily go to Google and Shrinkomatic. Yeah. And you can upload it on your computer, and there are not lots of settings in there, and it optimizes for web just. You can, of course, use Photoshop or any other solutions. There are lots of them, but we personally use this one, and it's easy for everybody. Yeah, it's pretty effective.
So you use this software to compress the images before you actually upload it, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
So next thing that I want to talk about is widgets. And widgets is an important part of the WordPress, and they are located under Appearance in the left sidebar of the admin menu. And whenever we go to widgets, yes, we have a primary sidebar, and the primary sidebar is this left area here. In our case, it could be to the right, it could be, either right or left. In our case, it's left right now. So we have here different widgets, which are recent posts, recent comments, archives. We can easily add more widgets to there, like calendar and search, for example. And we also may add the text. And the text is a more powerful widget because it allows to put anything in here, any place, any piece of the code. Images, whatever you are intended to put in here. So we call it test. Let's click save, and let's go to the actual post. Refresh it and see if we've got any changes yet. You see that we've got search here, calendar, and text was test. Again, search. And if we want to delete it, we just drag and drop it to the left. So easy like that. And next step, which is very connected, is plugins. Plugins are...
You're going to stop here for a second? When you were doing the work with the widgets, there was kind of a time lag. Just can you just go to widgets for a second and just kind of walk us through a few of those, like calendar again on the left. I see available widgets.
Of course. Yeah. So these are default email widgets, which are available for any WordPress installation. So these are search, recent posts. When you can adjust number of recent posts here, display the post date. So there are some level of customization, but not much.
Okay.
You may also put the calendar and just drag and put and drop it here. Or if you wish to calendar appear at the very top, you just drag and drop it to the very top.
Got it. Thank you.
There's a couple things here that, Yuri, were taken for granted. One of them is... It would behoove you to get a basic understanding of HTML. Go to Barnes & Noble, if you remember those bookstores where you can just go in and sit, grab a basic book on HTML. If you can speak, it's like speaking a little bit of Spanish. You can make it through El Paso. You can have a decent time in a border town. I'm not saying you need to be a programmer, but being able to understand some basic HTML is going to enable you to be able to do things that sometimes limits many people and has them banging up their head on WordPress. And being able to – it's just learn enough to be dangerous. And also, if you can – it's about also being able to know that you can go to a dictionary and be able to pull out some more complicated stuff. But that will help you a lot. Also, the less widgets and plugins that you use, the better. Sometimes, like – here's just this a warning. Whenever we moved over to our new website, Yuri, you remember that widget or that plugin, the top 10, what it did to us?
Yeah, it just stuck our website and it was frozen.
Yeah, it was a power hog. We didn't know that. We installed it. And all this, it's a beautiful little plugin. If you go to my website, you can see it lists the top 10, but it's constantly pulling data, and I didn't realize it would suck up so many of our resources. You've got to think your website is hosted on a computer, and like anything, it is using a certain number of resources. And simplicity is a great thing. Google is the number one website or number one destination, and they're not complicated. So realize, remember what burning problem you're solving and do that. If you're putting the date, I see some people still have the date, on their homepage. Why would you tell someone what date it is? Why waste space by telling them the date? Just little things like that. It all uses a little bit of energy. So be careful with that.
Hey, and Tony, just throw this out. I don't know if we're still affiliated with the military or not, but if you've got AKO, NKO, that kind of stuff, on NKO, we have full access to Safari Books Online. Anything you want to know about PHP, HTML, it's free. So if you got it, use it. If you got them, smoke them.
Yep.
Great. So next thing is, which is very connected to widgets, are plugins. And plugins, as I pointed, they will add a lot of functionality to the WordPress. And plugins... Well, literally anything that you can imagine that you want to add to your website, there is a strong chance that there's a written plugin that's already existing for this purpose. For example, at this website, we have a Lead Player plugin, which is responsible for playing videos SEO optimized with a custom thumbnail. We also have the plugin which is responsible for displaying the pop-up, and it's called Pop-up Domination, and you probably heard about that because that's one of the most powerful at the market. We also, at our main website, we are using plugins like, let me go and show you really quick what we're using at Roman Vista. As Antonia pointed earlier, plugins are good, but they need resources. So if you can do something without plugins, that's always the way to do that. So we have, for example, TablePress. And TablePress is a plugin for creating beautiful tables. We have Wishlist Member. And Wishlist Member is a plugin which is responsible for our membership site. We have a PowerPress, and PowerPress is a plugin that is responsible for the podcasts and putting the videos and audios. We also have a Wonder plugin, for example, Lightbox, which is responsible for creating that beautiful layout. So for example, whenever we click play video, you see we have this light box and the video appearing on a dark background. So it's also being produced by plugins. So plugins is a great way to enhance your website and add the features that default installation of WordPress doesn't have. Most of the plugins do have the widgets. So, for example, if you are using the custom calendar or custom schedule, they will have a widget that you may put into your sidebar or at the top of your website whenever you have widgets predefined. And, maybe the last thing that I would like to talk about are comments and spam. So, WordPress was initially invented as a blog platform, so and the comments are essential part of the of any blog. Right now, people, for example, we just get rid of all the comments of your Linville style, but there are still lots of people using comments, and they're receiving tons and tons of spam. So the advice here is to use proven systems like Discuss or Lightfire, or to use the plugin for WordPress called Akisnet. And it requires some level of customization, but it also effectively can fly the spam. And the last thing is maintenance and backups. So WordPress upgrades pretty often. And to keep everything in order, to protect yourself from hackers, well, any website can be hacked, that's the truth, but we always want to protect ourselves as much as we can. So regularly upgrading WordPress and all the plugins that you have is a must at WordPress.
Hey, Yuri, we've been hacked, guys. 2 years ago, we got hacked really bad on Christmas Day, and it sucked. I was putting malware, and I had like 10,000 people a day coming to the site, and they were, it feels really bad when you're putting malware on people's computers. So I shut it all down. The thing is, it's like an emergency action plan. When you need it, you don't have time to write it. So if you want, if you're listening, if you care enough, email Yuri, and Yuri, we'll put your contact out there. I think most people should have it already. We've got a checklist that we go through every month, and there is one trick that we do that I feel is really, Yuri, can you share the trick how we do this so that less people are trying to do it's about being a hard target, gentlemen. It's about making it, because there are just these bots out there hitting every website. You want to make yourself a hard target. But there's one trick that we do to prevent people from randomly hitting our WP login with random codes. You want to share that, Yuri?
One second, please. So we are installing the plugin. I can show it here to me.
Okay. We create, instead of doing the WP-admin login, we actually create a nonsense address, which is the true login. So, because a lot of WordPress sites, they just do like a brute force attack, and they do like men's clothing advice, what you can see there, WP-admin. And what we have is we create something out like that, and that's the login address. And it's not as intuitive, like you can't remember it, but the point is this one little trick will prevent you from getting like a brute force attack on your website. Or they'll go pick a juicier target that is less work than what. So, and we've got like a 20-step checklist that we go through once a month, updating passwords, cleaning out, updating plugins. It's closing these back doors, which make it so easy for people to find a website to log into or to hack.
Yeah, actually, I finished with what I've got in my presentation, and if you have any questions, I'm really happy to answer them.
All right, guys, any questions?
All right, well, let's look at widgets and plugins. So right now I've got Jetpack. That's what I've got for mine right now. But again, I don't want to overload. I'm doing a podcast. I think there's a Burberry a plugin Blueberry. Or something. Yeah, that Blueberry that will help me with podcasting. But what are some things that I want to look at? Are there some that I have to have and some that I may want to look at that I may wish to have?
Well, it depends on your goals, but again, you would probably want to have the plugin called WP Security. And that's one standard point for all security measures for your website. Otherwise, I just don't know the exact goals that you put in front of you from plugins. So, plugins used to install whatever you have a need in something. So the need produces the desire, or the need produces the plugin.
Gotcha. So there are none aside from that WP security, which is good for everyone. Other plugin or widget is determined by the need of the website.
Correctly. Not only the website, but your desire, your business needs, I would say.
Got
what you want from your website. For example, if you want to collect new subscribers, we want to put either the pop-up on our website where people can leave their email address or both the first name and email address, or to put a little widget into the sidebar and with a call to action saying, hello, click here to be subscribed to our news or grab this PDF guide for free. So there is a need because we want to collect email addresses and we provide a widget or plugin for that exact need.
And the title of that one widget again, or that one plugin, was what? Pop-up domination?
Yeah, that's for the pop-ups.
Yuri, we didn't mention this, but I use a premium WordPress theme. I use StudioPress, and one of the nice things about using a premium theme is that they update the theme. That's one thing you want to be careful of. Think of WordPress as the engine. The theme that you use, and there's a lot of free ones out there, but the theme is like the body. The problem with using free themes is that there's no incentive for them to update it because they're not making money off it. And if you use a theme that's 2 or 3 years old, you increase the chance you could get hacked. So I like premium themes because they're actually updating them. I also like StudioPress in particular because they're very SEO optimized. And they've got it's a beautiful back-end interface. All right, guys. Any other questions?
The whole idea about AWeber, that kind of stuff, that may be for another discussion. But just kind of wondering, in terms of setting up foundational ideas and or foundations for my website.
Okay. So getting to that first question you threw out there, Mike, AWeber, Lead Pages, all of these things integrate seamlessly for WordPress. They were built primarily for WordPress. So if you decide to go with something like Joomla or a basic HTML website or some other, you know, something built on another platform, you may have tech issues. They take it for granted at those companies that you're going to be using WordPress.
Okay.
They have special plugins developed for all those purposes as well.
All right. Any other questions? Jimmy, John, Joe, Marianne, Tom?
No, I thought that was solid. I actually thought I knew a bit about WordPress, but I thought this was really enlightening in a lot of ways. So it's good stuff.
All right. Good to go, guys.
And again, if you have any specific questions, like, please send me an email, and I will try to answer and maybe share that security checklist that Antonio mentioned before.
Yeah, if you guys want that security checklist, just email Yuri, and he'll get that to you. That's something that ever since I was hacked, once a month, that's, you know, on Yuri's deal, is he's got to go through and update maintenance, backups, that stuff that isn't sexy but makes you a hard target, and you'll think, well, you'll just appreciate it because you won't be spending Christmas Day like I did one time dealing with, a hack on your website. All right, guys, that is it. Tom will update you. Well, I'll have this recording probably up. I'll try to have it up by the end of this week. And that is it. Take care.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Bye, everybody.
Take care. Thanks, everybody.